DeepEnglish.com. Life on a Loop, Unreal Conditional. Unlike Lucy, Michelle knew her husband long before the accident when she lost her memory. Her husband Ian and her had been dating for several years when the second accident occurred. It wasn't until 1997, 7 years after the accident, that they married, though. So even though Michelle doesn't wake up next to a complete stranger, she does need to be convinced she is actually married to the person she is waking up next to. If you woke up next to a stranger, what would you do? If I woke up next to a stranger, the first thing I'd do is look for an exit. If I didn't feel like I was in danger, I'd probably try to figure out how I got there and who I'd just woken up next to. Her memory troubles go beyond just the memories of her loved ones, though. She has to keep hundreds of post-it notes around her home to remind her to do simple things. The calendar app on her phone is constantly going off to remind her about appointments and tasks. If you had long-term memory problems, what techniques would you use to manage your life? I'd probably write things down a lot, like Michelle. I'd write myself a letter explaining my condition in a notebook. Then I'd probably use post-it notes everywhere in my house. I'd put one post-it note on my alarm clock with a date and a message telling myself to read my notebook. Michelle says that not everything about her condition is bad, though. If you had long-term memory problems like Michelle, do you think you would find anything positive about your condition? I'd probably be pretty confused all the time, but I'd try to find something positive about it. I would try to see it as a unique opportunity to live life with fresh eyes. Michelle enjoys watching TV and never gets bored of the same programs. To her, there is no such thing as reruns, since every episode is new to her. Every time she hears an old joke, she laughs as if she's hearing it for the first time. If you could experience something again for the first time, what would it be? If I could experience something again for the first time, I would like to re-experience meeting my wife. I'd like to experience the excitement and uncertainty of falling in love again. Michelle's husband Ian says it's tough, but he wouldn't have it any other way. What would you do if this happened to your partner? If this happened to my partner, I would do the same thing that Henry and Michelle's husband did, because I love my wife very much and would want her to be happy. If I was in a loveless marriage, I think it would be much more difficult to make the necessary sacrifices. I don't know what I'd do if that was the case. He says it can be frustrating having to be so patient. He keeps calm, though, because he loves her and wants her to be happy. He has known her for 25 years and feels lucky to have met her before the accident. He's also grateful that there are lots of photos of them together before and after the accident. Without the photos, it would be much more difficult for him to convince Michelle that they are really married every morning. If you didn't have photos of your husband or wife, how would you convince him or her that you were married? That would be really difficult. If I didn't have photos of my wife, I'd have to tell her things about herself that a stranger could never know. But then maybe I'd just seem like a creepy stalker. Even though the movie is a comedy, for people like Michelle, losing your long-term memory is no laughing matter. Imagine if you woke up every day for the rest of your life unable to remember the past 10 or 20 years of your life. What would you think if you woke up thinking you were 30, but you were really 50? At first, I'd probably think I was dreaming and try to wake up. Then, I'd probably think I was losing my mind. And then, I'd probably go find a doctor right away. While less than 99.99% of us will never have to deal with a situation like Michelle, it's much more common to deal with a parent who may no longer remember who we are. Would you ever put your parents in a hospital if they could no longer take care of themselves? Do you think your partner or family would take care of you for the rest of your life if you had this condition? What about your children? Would you expect them to take care of you in this situation?